fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 17th of February. The prepper tip of the day, it comes to firearms and related items. Clean your firearms, check them, all your firearms, optics, magazines, holsters, ammunition. Make sure you've got what you think you have, that everything is clean, in proper working order, and ready to go. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where he consults with foreign governments about archaeological matters. He's the author of 12, I'm sure to be 13, 14 books, and a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked on my website at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Are you warm?
I am warm. We're maintaining here. There's been some issues. We're almost out of propane, supposed to be delivered today. The power grid's still working, so we're still comfortable and cozy here. Well, Jim, you mentioned before the show started, you want to talk about the polar vortex. Let's just jump right in there, sir.
Well, it's one of the great modern lies of weather, invented by scientists to support whatever, and now you're seeing that all they're talking about is the polar vortex, and no, this is complete baloney. How come we didn't have a polar vortex 20 years ago when I was a kid? It's we called Alberta Clipper was the term we used in Minnesota when the jet stream would go up to the North Pole and come down, and that's an event. But now they've invented, like in hurricanes, they've invented a new term. It's called the double eye, where they're manipulating a hurricane, and on that leading edge where the laser is going, it creates a second eye because it's pulling on that part of the eye of the hurricane. So they had to invent a medical term for it called the double eye. So this is polar vortex is just another creation coming out of our good friends at NASA, never a straight answer, and then used by the news media in weather. And that's the holding of hands here between NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which we call NOAA, or the National Weather Service. So This is complete. And then the next question is this being controlled? They can control things like this. And so whether it is or not, I don't know. In these type of weather situations could be natural, but never let a good disaster go to waste. The electric grid has been in danger for a long time, and nobody has done anything about this. It's been absolutely ridiculous. So whether we got this major snowstorm covering the entire country or whether it's a local rainstorm, people are going to experience power outages. And then the power company is going to come back and say, well, it was due to such and such, and we're trying to get the power back as soon as possible. The entire power industry is corrupt, and this is part of the plan. This is part of a planned event that started decades ago when they started introducing alternative energy that doesn't work. The goal now is to take and put trillions of dollars, all of our national investment, because of so-called climate change, and they've got everybody all pumped up. Emotional science, I call it. Yeah, where people read and they get, you know, there's a polar bear falling off of an iceberg, and they, you know, the poor polar bear, we have to save the polar bear, which is just a fake photo. And so then you have, you know, the entire population of schools being educated with this garbage science, garbage in, garbage out is what it is. And so now they want to put all of the national trillions of dollars into more of this, so you will have more unreliable power. But the three-blade wind turbines and solar panels were designed to fail. They were designed to fail. That's what's going on.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, multiple news reports of those massive, very expensive three-blade turbines in Texas just sitting there motionless. They're frozen up. And something that kind of surprised me, the natural gas is frozen in Austin, Texas, and other places. That shows some poor engineering, some poor planning on the part of the people who installed all that natural gas infrastructure, doesn't it, sir?
Well, natural gas is dry. It doesn't freeze at any temperature. And so
mechanisms that are freezing.
Right. But the problem is that there is water vapor in the gas. And when you make natural gas, you have to get the water vapor out, which they're not doing. And so they're giving you an inferior product, and this is the end result.
Right. Well, what's freezing up is the control mechanisms in the pumps is what's freezing up and stopping the gas from moving, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing should be freezing. I mean,
well, agreed. The infrastructure should have been engineered to deal with below zero weather, but it obviously was not.
Well, why does it work in Minnesota?
Because they bury their when it comes to water.
No, six feet deep. No. In Canada, I've been all over Canada. Nobody buries propane lines.
I'm talking about water pipes. They take the water out of the natural gas up there?
Well, absolutely. As part of the process, they should be doing it everywhere. And if they don't, then you're paying for natural gas and getting water. Because the only thing that should be in that tube is natural gas, not water.
Well, I hadn't thought much about that, Jim, but I know around my hometown, St. Louis, the natural gas company was using natural gas to power cars and trucks, and it became known pretty quickly that the waste product was water vapor.
That is true. When you burn natural gas, the byproduct is water. That's why it's non-polluting, and that's why we should be using a lot of it, and we have a lot of it, and we're selling it all to China at a very cheap rate. Those big ships that are down off of New Orleans, that's where most of it goes out of. I know, because I was part of an attempt of my company to put in power down there, because the docks are way out in the Gulf, because it's very shallow there. So those big ships have to be way out in the Gulf where they're loading up with natural gas. and they're selling that very cheaply to China, which is a big mistake. That's why aren't we using that here to replace coal, to create electricity, to run fleets of vehicles, etc. You know, so and to create electricity, inexpensive electricity, but that's where most of the natural gas goes, is selling to foreign markets. We're an exporter now.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. You have an update for us on the wing generator, sir?
Well, I'll just tell people that I couldn't think of a better advertisement than the current weather and electrical situation, that you want to be independent of your local power company. And that's what the wing generator can do for you. Farms and ranches out there, they get the worst service. They're the first ones to be shut off, the first ones to be shut off, and the last ones to be turned on. They have terrible power, and they pay a lot of money for it. And if they have a commercial operation of any kind, then the payback for the wing generator is going to be sometimes less than 2 years. To have your own independent power source. So what can I say? Go to my webpage.
That's a really quick payback.
It's insane. Well, people are paying, you know, like on some of the islands, they're paying 40 to 50 cents a kilowatt hour.
Really?
It doesn't take long to pay back, you know, an investment of your own power system that will give you power, and then after you pay for it, after the initial investment is paid, you have free power for decades. I mean, that's a pretty good payback and investment. So
right.
It's like kind of a no-brainer.
There's two big issues about living on an island, and that's electricity and potable water.
Right.
That's a very brutal fact of life, living on an island, isn't it?
Right, especially in the Caribbean. If you're in the South Pacific, water is not that big an issue because you have rain pretty consistently. But in the Caribbean, you have the cycles, just like, say, Mexico. You're in the Atlantic and you have the wet and dry seasons. And when it's dry, it doesn't rain. It's nice to live there because it's sunny every day. You can get up every day to a sun, you know, maybe a few clouds by 10 in the morning. That's why solar doesn't work in those places, because you have clouds by 10 o'clock in the morning. And so you don't get much sun, even though you're living in a sunny environment. You know, it's not like Phoenix where it's dry all the time.
Right.
But yeah, those two things, energy and water. Most islands are burning number two fuel oil to create electricity, and they have to import that at very great expense. And guess what islands have too? Wind.
Wind. Of course they have wind.
Anytime
you're in an ocean, you're going to have wind. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have consistent wind. So there again, the wing generator, which works. And you notice, John, when they fund the energy projects, it's always for something that doesn't work. Like floats in the North Sea. Is that going to solve the world energy problem? Are we going to create enough energy to power the world with floats in the North Sea? No.
Floats that go up and down with the tide to turn a gears.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's but it gets funded. Millions and millions of dollars of funding. But you know who funds it? The people that have investment in regular, normal, historically normal types of energy. All the big investors. Warren Buffett laughs. He said he invested in wind, and that's why most 95% of all of the wind generators were initiated by Warren Buffett. And he collected the tax incentive and then sold it off to some third party the next year. And he doubled his wealth in 1 year on tax subsidies from three-blade wind turbines. And he laughs about it. He says those things don't work. The only reason we're doing this is for the tax subsidy. So they take the tax subsidy, sell it off, and make a lot of money.
So the tax subsidies
for stuff that doesn't work.
advocated by lobbyists who in turn were working for the people manufacturing these non-functional wind turbines.
That's exactly true. I predicted all this, John. My book, 2009, The McCanny Wing Generator World Energy Project, I have an addendum in there. It's called The Myth of Alternative Energy. And I recognized this all back then. I said, hey, these things don't work. Why would anybody buy them or promote them or certainly give subsidies through government programs? Well, it's because the American Wind Energy Association or the Canadian Wind Energy Association or any of the other ones are run by, guess who? GE, Siemens, Vesta. They're on the board, and they go to government and say, gee, we got to get all this stuff. They're pushing the Green New Deal agenda, but they want to lock in their products so that the United States and other countries spend all of their money on these projects only to realize that we got to go back to Central Power Company power that is the main product of General Electric.
We got a call.
Solid plan.
We got a call in.
Corruption. At the highest
call and hold. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jim, years ago I used to subscribe to Mother Earth News, and I saved an article, and I got it somewhere, about a professor who was working at Corpus Christi UT, and he had an experiment going where he would make a shell, usually out of something like hardware cloth, of something he wanted to build, and set it in the ocean.
I'm not hearing anything. It's all broken up.
Okay. How about now? Is it better? Hello?
I hear you fine, Sherry, myself, but Jim apparently.
Okay,
is not.
Maybe
try again.
Okay. He was this professor at
John, interpret it for me then.
Okay. Corpus Christi Start. UT. He was he would make a shell out of something out of hardware cloth and set it in the ocean and attach some electrodes to it so it was getting a slight charge, usually from a wind generator. And then it would attract the minerals in the ocean water and form a shell. And it's real interesting because he could actually build things and fill them in. And he was thinking at the time, and I don't know what happened to it, but he was proposing you could maybe even build superstructure for bridges and stuff from the in the ocean, or you get what I mean,
okay.
John?
I get the idea. Yeah,
but I can. It was really interesting. Anyway, I'll hang up and.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Jim, I don't know how much yet you heard, but some university professor down in Texas developed a way to fabricate a structure by attracting minerals from the ocean onto a screen wire that was in a particular shape. And he speculated how these structures could be used to manufacture bridges and things of that nature. It sounds like a kind of a fantasy to me compared to concrete and steel. So I think we'll just drop that, Jim, and move on. Joe Biden, I hate to call him president because he's not a legitimate president, but Joe Biden, within 24 hours of being inaugurated, put us back into the Paris Climate Accord that gives 3 out of 7 people on the planet a free pass. That would be the Chinese and the Indians to make all the CO2 greenhouse gases they want while heavily restricting America and harming our industries. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount. The best discount you can get on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McKinney, and his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live into your archives, please, sir. Hello, Jim. Jim, you're on mute. You're on mute, Jim. Jim, take your phone off. You're on mute. Hello, Jim. Well, Jim's on a break himself, it looks like. He'll be back in a moment and maybe take his Skype connection off mute. Well, I've known Professor McKinney for about 19 or 20 years. We've become friends. We've met in person a couple of times, and we help each other with different projects. It's been a good relationship with Professor McKinney. If there's anything such as a Renaissance man, that would be Professor McKinney. Great website. It's been redone a couple of times. It's very user-friendly these days. The archives for his radio shows go back a long time. Jim, are you back yet? You're on mute there, Jim. Well, he's still on mute. Looks like we got a caller here. We got Loomis in California. Good morning, Loomis.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to ask Mr. McKinney if he's got a small one on the a small wing generator on the boards, like something like 4, 5, 6 feet for backing up home solar.
Well, I know he's not promoting anything of that nature at the moment. We got some engineering issues we're going on right now, trying to get Professor McKinney on back on the air. But and I'm not sure he'd want to. Well, I don't speak on behalf of Professor McKinney. Let's put it that way. He'll have to address that himself once he gets back with us, which should be here momentarily. Do you have alternative energy yourself right now, Loomis?
Oh, yeah. And John, I wanted to mention that on his site, he for the he calls it the lower end user. He offers small 3-blade systems, you know, your standard home, you know, and they sort of went out the window when the cost of solar went down because they're so expensive compared to solar for the home, you know, user. I can buy used panels out of say Arizona, somewhere where there's a lot of solar. I can buy a really looks brand new used panel for 50 cents a watt. When I put my first solar in 20 years ago, it was $5.50 a watt.
Well, that's a dramatic difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least.
And that's why it'd be really nice to have. And I've gone through, I'm a product developer, and I see how it would really be nice to have something like Jim's technology in, say, like a 4-foot diameter. Probably be relatively expensive, but I'd love to talk to him about it to see if he'd be interested in having somebody like me attack the problem.
And you have the engineering expertise to do that, sir?
Well, I obviously would be working in conjunction with him, but I definitely have the ability to build most anything.
Oh, so you're a metal worker, a machinist?
All of the above.
Okay, that's great. Metalworking skills are an excellent thing to have. Mine are pretty marginal and pretty minimal myself, but those are great skill sets. And the ability to smelt and work metal is one of the foundations of our society, of our culture. Well, it looks like Loomis, we're going to get Professor McKinney back right at this moment. Anything else right now, sir?
No, that's it. Is there a way where I could contact him?
Go to his website. That's linked at my website at thelibertyman.com, and his contact information is right there at his website.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we're struggling. We're trying to get Jim back on the air here with us. Don't know what's going on, but that's the nature of live radio. Live radio. Well, I'll be... marketing Jim's, I'll be the only person other than Professor McKinney marketing his wing generators, and I'll be doing that soon. We're working out the last details to get the website up and running, the link from my website, so you'll have everything you need to get started there, and hopefully that'll happen maybe even this week. It's a possibility. Can't say for sure, but it's a possibility, and I want to help people to be independent when it comes to energy. Here I am. We have that capability. We have water power, hydropower to make electricity. We have a propane generator as a backup to that. We do have some solar panels. And Jim, are you back, sir?
I'm back. Yeah.
Okay. We had a caller, Loomis in California. He was wondering if you're going to be offering for sale a smaller wing generator, maybe a 4 or 5 kW. And we'll address that after the break. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.RepublicRadio.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're back up and running. My webmaster is out of the hospital, putting up my shows on Rumble and YouTube. We're dropping YouTube the end of this month and going to Rumble and RBN Archives only. We will not be censored by YouTube anymore. That we're wrapping that up. And, of course, we are getting caught up on energy cleaner orders. We've had some back orders to deal with for about 3 or 4 weeks now. All the back orders will be caught up in the next few days. If you have issues with arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Issues with sleep, same thing. The energy cleaner will help. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning. After a great night's sleep, you can also. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there also. And, of course, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Physical Professor James McKinney. Jim, you did not get a chance to give us how to listen to your radio show in the archive, sir.
Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, on tower number 2, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, as it has been for the past 20 years. And all of the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page, John. And it re-airs about 7 times. So all the different ways to listen are also listed on my webpage.
All right. Well, while you were offline there, Loomis in California was wondering and inquiring if you're going to be manufacturing wing generators that are more suitable for home use, a smaller unit.
Well, the issue with homes is zoning. But I do have units that go down to 2 kilowatts, which would be enough for a lot of homes. But what people have to do is, first of all, fill out a questionnaire. And, John, you will have pretty soon, I think, the questionnaire on your webpage as a as that they can fill out.
Right. That will be hopefully this week.
Yeah, but anyway, you have to start with a questionnaire because there's all kinds of factors. No two installations are the same. We have to find out, I mean, do you want to run air conditioning with? Do you want to run your whole home? Do you want to just run certain things if the power goes off? We have to determine all these things. And what kind of wind do you have? Do you have zoning issues? I mean, there's a lot of variables in trying to spec out a system. So the systems start at 2 kilowatts and go up to 250 kilowatts. So there's one for any size usage. But a lot of people think, well, I could use one of those 5-kilowatt ones. Well, we have to spec it out because there might be factors that change what you think you need. And so anyway, it's a complicated process. You have to start with the questionnaire and go from there.
Right. He's asking how to contact you. I just told him to go through your website, and he'd be able to contact you. Jim, our next caller is Billy in Florida. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I heard last night on the Rent show, they were bringing data on the Coral Castle by Edward Leitzgaum, and they believe he was an alien, and that his Sweet 16 referred to the Monoceros constellation, where there are stars up there with 16 stars that have planets. He was using coral that was the most magnetic coral on planet Earth, where he mined it down there by Florida City. And he had done some megalithic telescope with some kind of wiring to increase electrical current or magnetism somehow. So just some new topics I hadn't heard, and I'm curious. Yes, thanks for that whole issue. I'll take my reply off the air. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. I'm familiar with Coral Castle myself. How about you, Jim?
That's the one where he is able to lift up these big blocks and and nobody knows how he does
it. By himself overnight, right.
Right. So anyway, but other than that, I'm not familiar with it at all or any of the engineering or science or whatever you want to call it. So I'm not a good person to ask
I'll address it a bit. And you know, I've talked about this. The job of archaeologists is to do two things. Recover ancient technology, number one, and keep us from finding out about it, number two. I believe that the man who built the Coral Castle had somehow recovered ancient technology that was used to move really heavy objects by a method that involved frequencies, sound, that he understood and used and was... The knowledge that he gained, wherever he got it from, was lost when he died. I've seen the books I've read about it, I've seen no evidence that this man was an alien. He's just another barefoot hillbilly like the rest of us that he had come across this technology and was able to figure it out and make use of it. And we'll just let it go with that, Jim, I think.
Okay.
Moving on from there, what direction do you want to go next, sir?
Okay, John, there's a topic I want to talk about, and so I'm going to grab the air here for a minute. I want to explain what is going on in the world. And it's kind of confusing because you see Biden, you see his laundry list of people he's putting in, all the old Obama hacks. And here's the issue. I'm going to put it in a nutshell. the Jewish contingency have taken over the Catholic Church, the Jesuits. They have taken over the World Bank. They have taken over the story that they were the lost, the people that went out of Israel, or out of Egypt with Moses, which, again, is a historical error. They've been trying to take over, basically, the Israelites' history. Now, the one lost group of Israelites who were white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, who were in captivity in Egypt, of which Christ was a descendant, by the way, that group ended up in Ireland and in Norway and northern Germany. So when you look at Trump, he's a mixture of northern Germany and the Scottish island of the Hebrides. I always have trouble saying that. His mom was from there. John, you, me, a lot of people are of Irish descent.
Right.
And here's the situation. They are trying to destroy the true Israelites because we are smart. We're innovative. We don't take crap from those people. And they are moving, trying to destroy, basically, our culture, civilization, and race. That's it. This is the biggest race war anybody has ever seen, and it's behind the curtains, and these people have fixed the election so they could come in and continue with their objective of destroying the true Israelites.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's see. I think we're another call here. We've got Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi. It's been a while. Thank you. I've missed a lot of this particular show, but I was convinced a long time ago that Jim's water filters were the best there is. Now, I'm ready to order more, and I cannot find, I went to both websites, and I don't know how to find at the Liberty Man. I cannot find how to order these. Now, if I have trouble, maybe other people have had trouble.
Right. You're talking about the whole house water filters or the countertop ones?
I'm just wanting the replacement filters at this point for the countertop. And I'm sorry, that's right. All I want, but there's
right.
got
to
be a lot of
Well, nothing to be sorry
people.
About. Just go to Jim's website and you'll find what you need. Right, Jim?
But I thought you were the one
right.
going to... Oh, I thought they were now at the Liberty Man. That was the last thing I heard.
I got the whole house water filters, but not the countertop or replacements.
Oh, okay, right. I see. Well, I found them very wonderful, and I was convinced by you, John, that they are, and Jim, both of you, that they are the best ones made, and I don't hear any more about that. But I tell everybody they're the best ones.
John, how does she find the link to my page from your page?
On my links page, just scroll down to it's towards the bottom of my website, the links page, and we can just give it real quick. Just go ahead and give your website out, Jim.
It's 7 letters, jmccsci.com. So 7 letters will get you there. Just in the search, jmccsci.com. And type that up into the top bar in your search engine, and it'll go right there. And then at the very top of the page, you will see, I think the second thing is the water filters. And go there, and there's a couple sub-pages you have to go through to get to what you're looking for.
I don't hear it mentioned why they're, why they're so wonderful. I mean, you just need one. It includes the fluoride filter. And I love that, and I recommend it to people, but if I have trouble getting there. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah, that's the story. So,
thanks
there.
Thanks for the call, Patricia. We appreciate it. Yep. Okay, Jim. We're all over the map here, as usual. What direction you want to go next, sir?
This idea of what's going on, the bigger picture in the world and why they absolutely hate Trump. When things like this happen, you have to understand the basic premise. A lot of times things are hidden and nobody talks about it. But let me just go through a list. And this list is very long, so I can only do a few of these. That the governor of Michigan worked for George Soros. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Adam Schiff's sister is married to one of George Soros' sons. John Kerry's daughter is married to the mullah son of Iran. Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros' nephew. And this list goes on and on. You talk about the producer of ABC, Ian Cameron, is married to Susan Rice, who's now Secretary of State, as I understand. And then the Rhodes people, all of this. Susan Rice is a Rhodes scholar. CBS President David Rhodes is brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy National Secretary of Security Advisor and Strategic Communications. So this is a big family of people who are running our country. And the whole idea is to take down the United States, enslave it, destroy the cultures that I'm talking about, the Irish and the Israelite cultures, and take over and enslave them and make them all wear face diapers. You know, they're laughing. They're laughing,
yeah,
John,
they are.
At us.
They are.
They're laughing at how stupid these people are to go walk around in public with a face diaper on. And next they want you to take and put a nylon stocking over your head and walk around with it. They're laughing their butts off.
Absolutely. Jim, our next call here is Ken in New York. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. I agree 100%. That is probably the most compact way that I've heard it put in a long time. But I have a question, Professor, about the wing generator. Does the wing generator turn itself into the wind, or does it rotate in any way to make sure that it's constantly facing the wind?
Well, the design is such that it reacts to the wind. There's no motor, there's no wind sensor, there's nothing that mechanically moves it into the wind. It responds to the wind, and when you watch it working, it's instant. If the wind changes, if you're in gusty winds or whatever, it's moving. And it's the design takes care of that. So, yeah.
Oh, great. So by the nature of it, it's not designed to directly run loads. It would be more suitable for charging batteries.
Well, there's two setups. One is where you're connected to the grid and you're just feeding power into the grid. That's the one. And then you have grid power, and then it's the combination of those two that you're using at your load, at your house or whatever business. That's one. Most people don't do that. Most people have an independent system that's what you call off-grid. And there what happens is the generator runs through a controller that charges up batteries, and then independently connected to the batteries is an inverter, which is set to your voltage standard, whether it's 240 split or 120, 460 or 480, three phase, whatever your normal input is into your house or business, we match that. And then the wind generator runs as your primary. And then you can have a generator as a backup, like an LP or a diesel generator, that if the wind is not there and the batteries are low, then it'll turn on the generator and run your load. And so that's, or you can have it without the generator, and if the wind is low and you don't have battery power, then you're without power. And so what I typically do for a little bit extra, you get that LP or the diesel generator, and then you have 24/7 power just like normal.
Last question. Does this device lend itself to perhaps the smaller ones being made in kit form?
The smaller ones, you install yourself. We don't send a crew out up to 25 kilowatts. People can put them in themselves. And so that's what I'm concentrating on right now, is up to 25 kilowatts, because we don't have to send a crew out. The bigger ones are commercial sales typically, and a crew has to go out. It's a more complicated installation. But for the average home person or ranch or farm, 25 kilowatts is a lot. And you can install them yourself.
Well, to rephrase the question, what I meant was, does the device lend itself where you would get a box full of parts and assemble it yourself?
We don't sell pieces. It's not like you can buy this piece and you put something with it. It's a complete system, and believe me, it's more than one box. There's lots of boxes.
There's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there that will, you know, assemble kits. I don't mean buying
No, this is
pieces.
Not.
Okay,
no,
it doesn't lend itself this, to that.
Well, no, and there's a reason for that, because then you have, I call them tire kickers. Sorry, it's bad, maybe a bad expression, but the people that want, let's try this and do that, and then they want to put some of their own equipment with it. Okay. We don't do any of that, none.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, Ken, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We've got a break coming up. We got time for maybe one quick question. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday the 17th. Visiting Professor McCanny's website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got our last caller here. We got Ahmed in Massachusetts.
Good morning, Professor McCanny, and good morning, Mr. Moore. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for Professor McCanny. I heard that these Texas wind generators froze, and I think the authorities used that evasive language that generating units froze. So could it be because of poor bearing design or poor lubricant being used that the cold snap froze the wind generator from moving?
No, what's going on is it's snow and rain and freezing on the blades. The three-blade wind turbine does not start by itself in the wind. So my wing generator does. It starts like with a 1 mile an hour wind. It'll start turning. But the three-blade wind turbines cannot start on their own. You have 65 tons of blades sticking out there. So they have a motor inside that gets them going, and that little motor cannot move those big, heavy blades. So that's why they can't move. And they cannot move in the weather. What they typically do is just shut them down. They're not designed to move in the snow and in the sleet and in rain. My wing generator will. It'll work just through any kind of conditions, North Pole, South Pole, or anything in between, rain, whatever. These are just useless white elephants, hundreds of thousands of them scattered across the countryside, and they want to put in 1,000 times more of these things, and they don't work. They don't work when the wind is blowing. They don't work at all. They don't work, you know, the idea that these somehow trap energy from the wind is absurd. The people have invested in garbage, and, you know, so when it snows, it complicates the fact, because this motor, it's one of the unspoken numbers nobody will publish, how much energy these things take to run that motor to make these things turn to get started. It's about as much energy as it takes that they produce.
Okay. Yeah, you're saying that often these motors are run just to give an appearance that the blades are moving. So they are really consuming power from the grid, but not really generating or contributing to the
They're
grid.
Using energy. That's absolutely... If you go through Nebraska, Kansas, any of those places, southwest Minnesota, where they have tons of these things, northern or southern California, Eagles Pass, they have thousands of these things installed. None of them are turning, and you'll look out there and see one or two turning. That's because it's running on the motor. And it costs money, so they only turn one or two, and then if they can pick up enough wind to make it work, then they start other ones. This is garbage technology. It always was. It was designed to fail, and that's what it's doing. It's exactly as planned.
Ahmed, thank you for your call, sir. Jim, we're pretty much out of
time.
And
GE and Siemens and Vestas should be sued for... So GE, Siemens, and Vestas should be sued for all the money they ever made.
Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.